Thank you very much, and thank all of the previous speakers. I can't help but get out of my mind the scene in Wayne's World where they finally meet AC/DC and they have to get down on their hands and knees and say, "I'm not worthy." But in fact, I was so impressed and so happy to see the use of high-tech capabilities to actually do some things that I believe need to be done. You know, this resiliency platform at first, the idea of a document and the thoughts around resiliency actually, quite frankly, bothered me and worried me. The reason for that is that, you know, I now see much of the globe in a stance related to war. And what I've seen from that is I've seen coal mines open that probably wouldn't have been opened otherwise. I see an uptick in oil and gas, and I see this production being used actually to do things that don't add to humanity, but actually are a reflection of our inability to somehow get along and face the real problems that face our planet and our societies. I use actually ChatGPT-4 on almost a daily basis. It has the best translator system that I've ever encountered. It's able to find information and data that I didn't even know existed, and it helps me draw conclusions that, quite frankly, I didn't even know exactly the right questions before I started prompting and probing. I just used the QR code to ask the new system a question. What is just transition? It told me a just transition is a set of principles, processes, and practices that aim to ensure that no people, workers, places, sectors, countries, or regions are left behind in the transition from high carbon to low carbon economy. And it goes on. And at the end, I felt like it should have said, now that you know what to do, get out and do it. So that's what we're doing. My group of experts, our group of experts, has three task forces. It has one on emissions reductions that's led by Volodya Roshanka from the US EPA. We have one on safe operation and closure of coal mines that's led by Alicia Kremen. And we have one on just transition led by Bobby Foote, who lives in Australia. These three colleagues have the capabilities and have put together a task force that works on each of these dimensions of what we're charged to do. I would say that what we can do in terms of input and utilization of this platform that has not only been, was only proposed last year and now is actually operational. If this is the beta, I can hardly wait until the real thing arrives. I think that as we continue our work on the ground to do the things that we're charged to do, I believe this will become a very, very powerful tool. I hope that the documents that we generate are uploaded, and I hope that we're able to actually have the honesty to reflect on what are we missing, what are we not doing, because I think these are the things that we as a group of experts are actually charged to do. You know, no one is as smart as everyone. And what I see is the need for us to work very, very closely. It's been now 6 years since we first started to talk about how it's not useful to have our six Earth expert groups work as a silo. And we are starting to do things together, some really important and exciting things. One of the things that I felt that we did early on, or actually not that early on, but recently, is to develop an idea about resiliency. And each one of the chairs contributed. My concern was is that the idea of a resilient energy system would be that it would be a way and potentially a cloaking device for us to actually up and increase the amount of carbon that we put into the atmosphere. That, of course, is still a threat. We see an increase in the amount of oil and gas production, particularly coming from North America and from the Middle East. We see more coal mines opening. When I first started working on just transition and working on emissions reductions from coal mine methane, I thought there'd be a point where actually some of our work would be obsolete. And actually what I see, unfortunately, is a continuing need for us to even do more. What we're seeing now with opening of mines, as an example, in India, coal production will double in the next 10 or 15 years. Many of these are being done with super pits. These are big open cast mines that, by the way, are actually exposing very gassy coal seams, in some cases, to the atmosphere directly. So these are things that we have to be conscious of. It's important for us to work with our colleagues in the gas group, in the cleaner energy group, my colleagues next to us, energy efficiency, and yesterday we got to talk about coal mines actually being the ones that are closed, being really good places to build out renewable energy because you have the infrastructure and you often have topography that allows itself to be a site for these renewable energy products. Our work plan is actually totally aligned with the idea of a resilient energy system. And I want to applaud the foresight, the amazing foresight that I think between Jim Robb and Eva and our director has actually developed something that I believe is the beginning of something very, very important and very big. And so I just want to say in the end that I'm fully supportive, and I'll be here anytime you need me.